You're listening to Siren Radio 107.3. That was Hot in the City by Billy Idol. Legends on Siren Radio is coming up next as we pay tribute to none other than Nile Rodgers. But now it's time for your news update at 9 p.m. Sending you over to the Sky News Centre.
FM.
Online.
Mobile. This is Siren Radio. Lincoln.
Ooh yeah.
This is Siren Radio 107.3.
A big thank you to Kira Kaur at the Sky News Centre. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that Huddersfield Town score as tonight's show goes on. But this is Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we pay tribute to the incomparable Nile Rodgers.
Siren 107.3.
Listening to Siren Radio 107.3. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. And this week we are paying tribute to Nile Rodgers. You can give your thoughts throughout tonight's episode by texting us on 07797 07786. Grab a pen because it's coming again. 07797 800 716, or you can tweet us at SirenFM. If you missed any of those details, make sure you go to our website www.sirenonline.co.uk, or just Google search Siren Radio, let's face it, and you can find out all the details in how to get in contact on there. In 2013, I was 17 years old and at Bingley Music Festival. It was the final night of a wet and windy few days. Packed with awesome music, then the headline act stepped onto the stage. Chic, featuring Nile Rodgers. Of course, I already knew a couple of the Chic disco classics, but I had no idea that Rodgers was responsible for the majority of the greatest disco hits of all time. That night, I got an education in Nile Rodgers, and that's why tonight we pay tribute to him for Legends on Siren Radio.
The new Siren Radio.
We kick off tonight's show with an absolute classic. It was produced by Nile Rodgers. We'll find out more about it after this. This is Sister Sledge. We are family. Sister Sledge is four sisters whose last name really is Sledge. They were the backup band for various artists before releasing this album, which was their first. This was their biggest hit and their first single. He's the Greatest Dancer was also a top 10 hit in the US for the group, but this one was the first one to hit number one. It was written and produced by Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. They got the idea for the song's title when they first met the sisters. Nile Rodgers considers the We Are Family album to be the best LP that he's ever made, and that really is saying something. He told Billboard magazine in 2017, "That was the record that proved we could do what we do for ourselves, for others, that we could look inside someone's soul and put our version of their truth onto them and superimpose it onto them and create this new eternity we believed we understood. There's no filler on Sister Sledge. Every song is awesome. It was a record that really was incredible to us." In 2001, Nile Rodgers produced a version of this song, a new version, featuring Britney Spears, Steven Tyler, NSYNC, Run DMC, Busta Rhymes, Kevin Bacon, Joan Rivers and Vanessa Williams, along with Sister Sledge. Proceeds went to help families of victims of the terrorist attacks of America at that time. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we are paying tribute to the one, the only, the icon that is Mr. Nile Rodgers. Duran's biggest selling hit and their first US number one is no small part thanks to producer Rogers' innovative use of sampling and funk. Rogers would remix the track for the band also, and in a producer role is where Nile Rogers comes into his own, and that is why he has succeeded in gaining a number one single in every decade over the past 50 years. There are not many people out there, if any, that can have a very similar claim, and that's exactly what he did for Duran Duran on this single. At first, this song seems to have a very deep concept, but really the band just recorded it over a couple of bottles of wine. Simon Le Bon himself said that he has no clue, in fact, what it actually means. Duran Duran's 1983 album Seven and the Ragged Tiger had already spawned two hit singles. Nick Rhodes had been convinced that The Reflex was purely an album track, the other band members thought it had potential. It wasn't until they invited Nile Rodgers to remix it that they decided to release the transformed version as a single. Well, another proof there, right there, why Nile Rodgers is one of the greatest music producers of all time. And I think it's time, though, that we step back to his roots, back to his band, the band that he founded, Chic, as we take a look at another disco classic.
Siren Radio.
Siren Radio. Where the music you love lives.
Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to dance around wherever you are, because this one was an instant favourite here in the UK and around the world. It's Good Times.
Bye.
built around Bernard Edwards' distinctive bass line, is one of the most copied and sampled records ever. With two copies of the record, DJs could create a continuous loop of the instrumental groove, providing a perfect foundation for MCs to rap over. Rap was emerging at New York block parties, and when Sylvia Robinson assembled the Sugar Hill Gang to put a rap song on a record, it was Good Times that they used for the track, looping it in the studio just like DJs did at the block parties, and even incorporating the string hits from the record. The result was Rapper's Delight, which was released later in 1979. It sold a bunch of 12-inch singles and made the US Top 40 and US Top 10, and the UK Top 10, should I say, becoming the first rap song to do so. Nile Rodgers of Chic knew that his song was a block party favourite, but he didn't hear Rapper's Delight until he was in a club and the DJ played it. He vigorously objected to the use of his song as the track for another and threatened legal action. Rather than fight it, Sugar Hill Records settled with Chic and awarded them full composer credit. So Edwards and Rodgers were listed as the only songwriters on Rapper's Delight. With no lawsuit, there was no precedent set for sampling, and artists began incorporating the tracks from other songs with impunity throughout the 80s. It was Gilbert O'Sullivan whose 1991 lawsuit against Biz Markie finally established the legal ruling that samples must be cleared. Nile Rodgers told Uncut magazine the story of the song. He said, "I wrote Good Times the morning we recorded it. Bernard was a little late to the studio, but I'd already written out the charts for everybody in the band. We were playing when Bernard walked in. He asked the engineers, 'What is that?' And the engineers said, 'I don't know, something Nile wrote this morning.' Whenever Bernard was late, he was like a puppy dog with a tail between his legs. Typically, what he and I do is we copy each other and then develop our parts after that." He continued on and said, "Even though my guitar part was strong on the downbeats, Bernard decided to push and go to bass before I get to a chord change. I'm not even there yet, so we get this amazing, extra funky thing. I just told the engineer, 'Make it red.' We recorded it, and that was it. One take, maybe two. Amazing. Let's keep that dancing going now with this next classic tune."
I'll run with you.
This song is about, rather unsurprisingly, dancing with a lover. It is the title track to Let's Dance, which was produced by Nile Rodgers, who was responsible for the album's funky sound. It was Bowie's only transatlantic number one, a very upbeat song with mass appeal. He described it as positive, emotional, and uplifting. He carried on to say, "I tried to produce something that was warmer and more humanistic than anything I've done for a long time. Less emphasis on that kind of statement that I had before." Nile Rodgers said of this song in the 2013 film David Bowie, 5 years in the making of an icon, "Let's Dance is not what I'd call a traditional dance record, but it's certainly a record that does make you want to dance. I thought to myself, man, if I don't make a record that makes people want to dance and we call the song Let's Dance, I'm going to have to trade in my black union card." Speaking with the Daily Telegraph, Nile Rodgers recalled Bowie unveiling this song to him. He said, "Nile, darling, I think this is a hit," and he proceeds to play what sounds like a folk song to me with a 12-string guitar. Unable to tell Bowie what he was playing was not dance music, Rodgers wrote an entire arrangement, taking it in a funky direction. Rodgers continued to say, "I was like the Terminator. I was unstoppable. I just wanted to make hits with David." It's fantastic to see the amount of respect that Rodgers has in the industry, that even megastars like Bowie will listen and understand that Nile has that magic touch into producing massive hit disco tracks. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we pay tribute to Nile Rodgers.
Follow Siren on Twitter at SirenFM.
I was
Nile Rodgers produced and recorded Like a Virgin using real musicians instead of relying on synthesized tracks that were characteristic of Madonna's first album. It was a change that Rodgers felt was a well-needed, minute detail that would make it a success. However, Rodgers admitted to the big issue that he was shocked by the song's success. He explained, "I thought that Material Girl was much better than Like a Virgin. As a matter of fact, I thought that every song on the Like a Virgin album was better than the single. I was shocked at how well it did. That's the biggest selling album of my life. More than 25 million copies. All of them were basically because Like a Virgin was such a strong lead single. I would never have thought that in a million years. I thought Like a Virgin would get there, would get us there, and Material Girl would take us over the top." It just goes to show you that you don't always know how a song is going to do until it is out there in the public eye, in the public forum, and getting the genuine reactions. One man in a studio cannot judge a nation's thoughts, even if that man is Nile Rodgers. But Madonna was not the only 20th century diva that Rodgers would produce for. As we step over to Diana Ross.
No.
bopping along in the studio to that one. Nile Rodgers recalled to the Mail on Sunday's Event magazine in 2013 that a DJ warned Diana Ross that this song was going to ruin her career, as people would say that she was homosexual. "It was the only time I've ever lied to an artist," he added. "I said, 'What are you talking about? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.' We had written it because of her gay following, but I said that she should use it as her coming out song to start her gigs, and she has ever since. It's amazing to think and consider that it was only a couple of decades ago that we considered a pro-homosexuality song like this to possibly cause a career-ending situation for an artist. Now, in 2017, you would really hope that it wouldn't be the same case." Luckily, though, the song was a major hit for Ross, solidifying herself as a legendary artist in her own right. We're quickly coming towards the end of tonight's episode of Legends on Siren Radio, but don't worry, if you love the disco fever, then you've got to make sure that you tune in again next week, as this is a two-part special of the Nile Rodgers series. Now, that is definitely something to dance about. We'll be right back. To that chic classic? I'm sure you were. I was here in the studio. We're going to hear more about it right after this.
This is one of the best films I've ever seen.
Absolutely, just bang, bang, bang all the way through.
You know, all I want to do now is watch that.
Spoiler, the show which reviews movies, books and TV shows in their entirety. Twists, endings and all.
I don't think it's a bad ending at all, no.
Without fear of spoilers.
Thank you, just happy it ended.
Each show is dedicated to just one subject, so we can delve deeper behind the screen or the page.
It might be the geekiest book ever written.
This producer who's made up new lies.
That was also a joke. How can I get out of this sentence?
Join me, Paul Tyler, with Andy Goulding.
Sorry, I've got quite angry about that.
And Rachel Burnett.
I love the jiggly bottoms of the lady.
Alternate Thursdays at 10 p.m. Repeated on Saturdays at 11 p.m. It's fun for all the family, right?
Siren 107.3 FM.
Spoiler on Siren Radio, a great show. Make sure you check it out. And before that, we heard Everybody Dance by Chic. This was the first song Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards wrote as Chic, predating even their debut hit, Dance, Dance, Dance. Rodgers recalled to NME in 2013, the Chic concept was a cross between a black version of Roxy Music and the anime of Kiss. I wrote Everybody Dance one afternoon. I thought it was too jazzy, but I loved it. I played it for Bernard. He loved it too, but he said, "My man, what does it mean? I said, "The same as la 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 la." He said, "Well, why don't we go Everybody Dance la 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 la?" I said, "Because the la 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 era is over." Now Rodgers, I can't believe I just read all that. Now Rodgers told NME that the first album he bought was Impressions by John Coltrane. He added, "I can't remember not knowing about jazz. It was almost like religion. I didn't like religion, but I loved music. But when I was able to buy my own records, I bought this. The first Chic song I ever wrote, Everybody Dance, is all based on McCoy Tyner's piano playing there." A fact you may not know about this song is that the late, great Luther Vandross also sang backing vocals on the track. Chic still kick off every show with this tune, just like they did for me that day in a field just outside Bradford. When you hear that opening riff, you know you're in for a treat. We are coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute to Nile Rodgers for Legends on Siren Radio. But don't worry, next week we will be continuing our journey with a part two of our series of Rodgers discography. If you want to listen back to this show, or this episode, or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/SirenLegends. Taking a quick look at the schedule for tomorrow, we've got The Guide with Joe Hayden from 7 till 8, The Midweek Drive Morning Edition 8 till 10, YGA on Siren Radio, Themes and Schemes, The Classic Rock Show, Drive Time on Thursday, The Stone Tapes, and of course, Spoiler. Thank you for joining me for Legends on Siren Radio this evening, and we end tonight with the song that won Rodgers his first ever Grammy Award. In fact, it won him three. The 2013 hit, Get Lucky. You're listening to Siren Radio. This is Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
To get lucky, we're up.
hope whatever you're up to this evening, you have a lucky night too. This has been Legends on Siren Radio. Come back next week for part two of our Nile Rodgers specials. But now it's time for the news and then the classic rock show with Sue Hill, sending you over to the Sky News Centre at 10 o'clock.
FM. Online. Mobile. This is Siren Radio, Lincoln.